Now, one of the reasons I was excited about Compton is because I lived in the city of Long Beach, which was a city that's right next to neighbors Compton. And to be quite honest with you, I've never heard of a church. I've never heard of an independent fundamental Baptist church who has made the effort to go out and actually preach the gospel in Compton.
Right.
Why is that? Well, because Compton has always had a bad reputation. NWA, yeah, right. Dr. Dre, Bloods and Crips, and all these, you know, things that take place in that city. And by the way, at one point, it was pretty bad. All right? During the 90s, they would say, don't drive through there. If you drive through there, they're going to pull you out of your car. You know, you get robbed and all these things. And they were telling the truth. But you know what? It's not like that anymore.
Amen.
And the fact is that any church that says, yeah, you shouldn't go there because, you know, it's not wise to drive down to Compton and try to send a group out there. It's not wise. You don't have any discernment if you do that. You know, they're just a bunch of lazy churches who are fearful and are not trusting in the Lord.
That's right.
You know, it's our responsibility to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. It doesn't matter what city they're in. Okay? Now, one of our members said this. He's like, yeah, Compton's not that bad. We need to go to Inglewood. Inglewood is the new Compton. All right? Well, we're going to go to Inglewood too. And look, why should we be afraid of going to a city like Inglewood or a city like Compton if we're Christians?
Yeah.
If we're Baptists, yeah, we have the gospel. Don't you think that God can protect us from these things?
Amen.
And look, I guarantee you the majority of the murders that you've heard about in Compton were not soul winners.
Amen.
All right? So it's just not, if you looked at it, it's like, oh yeah, this soul winner died for preaching the gospel. I guarantee you that's not going to happen.
Amen. Amen.